Harper Audio presents Dark Invasion 1915, Germany's Secret War Against America, by Howard Bloom. Performed by Pete Larkin. The interest of history lies not in its periods, but in its problems. Hugh Trevor Roper. The lessons to America are clear as day. We must not again be caught napping with no national intelligence organization. The several federal bureaus should be welded into one, and that one should be eternally and comprehensively vigilant. Arthur Woods, New York Police Commissioner, 1919. The Dark Invader, title of the memoir written by Franz von Rintelen, the German spy network's chief operative in 1915 America. A note to the listener. This is a true story. It was inspired by an article in the Central Intelligence Agency's in-house publication, Studies in Intelligence. Written by a member of the CIA's history staff and published 1 year after the 9/11 attacks against America, the article was subtitled, Protecting the Homeland the First Time Around. Reading the piece, I began to realize that Captain Thomas J. Tunney, who led the New York Police Department's bomb squad from 1913 to 1917, was, for all practical purposes, the first head of Homeland Security. Intrigued, I set out to learn more about him and his activities. In the nonfiction spy tale that follows, I tell how a sophisticated foreign intelligence organization launched a covert campaign of terror, bombs, germ warfare, and murder against an unsuspecting turn-of-the-century America, and how Tunney and his men, at first overwhelmed and overmatched, rose to the challenge of defending the home front. This book is not an attempt to give the listener a comprehensive history of a reluctant America's entry into World War I. Rather, it shares the mysteries Tunney's team confronted and reveals in their struggle to solve these, a dark and startling corner of the growing drive toward war. In writing this account, I was greatly assisted by the memoirs, diaries, and letters of the people involved, as well as by government documents, legal papers, and contemporaneous newspaper reports. All the material, including dialogue in direct quotations, comes from one of these sources, HB. Prologue: The Spell of Belief. If Eric Munter hadn't walked across the Harvard campus to Emerson Hall on that wet February day in 1906 to borrow a book, he would never have seen the student pull the short-barreled black revolver from his pocket, aim, and just as his arm was grabbed, fire. And then things might have been different. It had been raining all morning, but as Professor Munter made his way from the tiny classroom where he taught German to the formidable red-brick building on the opposite side of the muddy Harvard yard, the storm suddenly became torrential. He tried to hurry, but his condition, tuberculosis of the bones the doctor had diagnosed with a helpless finality, made walking, even in the best of weather, an awkward exercise. By the time he reached the pillared portico of Emerson Hall, he was soaked. "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" challenged the inscription carved above the massive entrance doors. Charles Eliot, the pious Harvard president, had personally selected the lines from the Book of Psalms only weeks before the building had opened to students the previous year. But Munter held little countenance for religion, or, for that matter, any philosophy that questioned his rightful place in the scheme of things. He bristled with an egotist's combative certainty. Humility never had a chance to take root. This dismal afternoon, Professor Munter's always feisty, self-important attitude, a demeanor that famously filled timid Harvard undergrads struggling through German 101 with fear and anxiety, was further sharpened by the fact that he was drenched. The best Munter could do, though, was to slap his damp, center-parted brown hair into place, give his shabby Van Dyke a restorative tug or two, wipe his wire-framed glasses dry, and try to fix his customary confident, bemused expression on his sallow face. He might be soaked to the bone, but he'd still make it clear that he was a man of whom anyone, even the Harvard president himself, would be wise to be mindful. The long trek up the three winding flights...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?